This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. AAA says something like 40 million Americans are going to be on the road this 4th of July. There are those for whom those trips, those road trips, are fond family memories. For others, they mostly bring back vague threats from one parent or the other saying, "Don't make me pull over." As it happens, that's also the title of Richard Ratay's new book, which is a history of the American road trip. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Kai.
This is really a story, isn't it, of how America used to travel? Just, I mean, because we just travel differently now, right?
That's right, yeah. With the coming of airline deregulation in 1978 under the Carter administration in the 1980s, everybody started flying everywhere. And with the advent of personal electronic devices, of course, they're just so omnipresent in all of our lives anymore. You might all be together in that same car, but we're all off in our own separate little world, and that's profoundly changed the road trip experience.
It has to be said that, the road trip was good for business, right? I mean, you put a gas station next to a highway exit, or you put a five and dime, you know, someplace close to the highway, and you're going to be doing all right. There are businesses that cater to this kind of travel.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where we saw the rise of America's great chains, you know, chains like Howard Johnson's and, of course, the hotel chains, Holiday Inn and Ramada Inn. These great chains were built on people traveling America's highways.
A word here for the highway rest stop and rest locations on America's highways.
Yeah.
My word for them is, God, they're always so gross.
Yeah, well, you know, some of these state-run stops that are hurting for budgets and aren't adequately serviced anymore. But, the genesis of rest areas actually began in Michigan. There was a very thoughtful public highway department employee who came across a family trying to have a traveling family trying to have their own picnic at the side of the road. And, you know, they're sitting on rocks and stumps and looked very uncomfortable. And the idea kind of stuck with him. And so one weekend when he and a road crew knocked together a couple of picnic tables and they set them up in that very area of the road where he had seen this family before and set up America's first rest area.
Do families still road trip? I mean, does it still happen?
Well, there's actually been evidence showing that millennials are now returning to the road trip experience. Of course, air travel has become very frustrating. It's become expensive. Mm-hmm. There's all these unexpected delays and cancellations. And so millennials are looking for an alternative. They're coming back to the road trip. But as we discussed, the road trip just isn't the same. You know, many of those roadside attractions that we used to stop at have gone. And again, we're kind of off in our own little worlds. It's not the same shared family experience that it once was.
Richard Ratay, the book is called Don't Make Me Pull Over, except maybe without that voice. I don't know. Richard, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Kai.